After President Bush delivered his first speech to a joint session of Congress in Washington this past week, he took it on the road. He left the nation's capital on a five-state tour to sell his budget plan with its $1.6 trillion tax cut. While he was making his pitch, lawmakers on both sides of the aisle chewed over the numbers. The president has two more trips scheduled this coming week. NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne has been traveling with him, and he joins us now. Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
President Bush seems to be doing what are called in aviation touch-and-goes. He flies into a city, stays for a couple of hours, he flies out again. He does the rally, he does the high school marching band, he does roundtable discussions. Why does this seem like a campaign?
Well, he is campaigning, but this time, while he's certainly looking for public support, he's not looking for the public's votes. The votes he wants are those of members of Congress. And this is a way to pressure those who might be on the fence about different elements of his budget, particularly the big tax cut, into supporting him. Senator Ben Nelson is a Democrat. He's from Nebraska. He rode with the president on one leg of the trip. And he watched as the president told a cheering crowd in Omaha to write, to email, to fax their representatives. Then, again, with Senator Nelson, the Democrat, looking on, he told the crowd, "I don't think we're going to have too much trouble with the Nebraska delegation." On another leg, there was another Democrat, Senator Blanche Lincoln of Arkansas. She got the same kind of treatment and a lot of lobbying and some time with the president on Air Force One.
Is applause and a way to tell whether or not the plan is actually playing well out
no,
there?
No, it is not. In fact, the worst place to find out how the plan is playing out there is at these rallies. The poll numbers show that there's, tepid support for the president's tax cut, even showing that it's not a top priority, even a really high priority for voters. At these events, though, people love the idea. These are the faithful. Each and every one of these has really been a love fest. There was a woman in Council Bluffs, Iowa, I believe it was, who was up at the round table with the president. And he asked her about the tax cut and what we should do with the government surplus. And she said, "Well, I'm a grandmother, and I've had a lot of grandmothers and a lot of kids through my house. And I know what happens when you leave cookies on the table. those cookies get eaten. So send the surplus back to the taxpayers," is what she said. So nary a skeptical word to be heard this past week.
The Democrats, however, are critical of the president's budget plan, particularly the tax cut proposal, because they are saying that it favors the wealthiest taxpayers, that they're going to be the big beneficiaries in terms of actual dollars. So how is the president addressing this kind of criticism around the country at these rallies?
He is very mindful that this kind of an argument might carry a degree of currency out there. And his argument was that it is class warfare to say this is a rich versus poor thing. He said, he thinks the American people will support him on this, that everybody who pays taxes should get a tax break. The Democrats have done the comparison, saying if you're a millionaire, your tax break amounts to a new Lexus automobile. If you're a working class person, your tax break amounts to about the cost of a muffler. The Democrats say that the top 1% get about 43% of the benefit in this plan. The Bush administration has had some figures of its own this week. They say that the top percent only gets about 20% of the benefit. But of course, they're taking out, estate taxes and things like that that are factored into the big $1.6 trillion number.
The president seems to be rolling out a program a week since he became president. Staying on topic, we had Education Week, National Security Week. This past week was Budget Week. What's this coming week?
Are you ready for Tax Cut Week Part 2? It's going to be more of the same, more trips. He's going to Chicago on Tuesday. He's going to North Dakota later in the week, followed by a stop in South Dakota, followed by a stop in Louisiana. I might add there are more Democrats in these states that could possibly be persuaded. There will likely be more trips on this topic the week after that. And the reason this is is getting so much attention from the president right now is the fact that the budget has been sent to the Congress. It is in the hands of the Congress. And he wants to get out there as much as possible before members of the House and Senate, who can yet be persuaded, you know, make up their minds one way or another. There is even a trip today to christen a new aircraft carrier, the USS Ronald Reagan. And while that's not a budget event, it's more of a chance to honor the former president. But of course, President Reagan is a hero to conservatives because he was for reducing the size of government and cutting taxes. And that's what President Bush is talking about this week.
NPR's White House correspondent, Don Gagne. Thanks a lot, Don.
You're welcome, Leanne.